time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Allison Preston. She is the new executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. There's a few events coming up that she wanted to come in and let everybody know about. And we're going to just have Allison kind of introduce herself. Allison, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, how long have you been in the position now?
So I have been with the chamber now for about 3 weeks.
Okay. And pretty smooth going.
So far, yeah. I mean, jumping in feet first and seeing where we can go.
Right. And there's always things that are going on, and the chamber has so many events that come up. Let's talk about the first one that's coming up, and that's on August 20th, right?
Yes. So we are doing a Live at Lunch. As you know, this has kind of taken place of our luncheons that we used to do. Our Live at Lunch is going to be August 20th at noon. It is a virtual Zoom meeting. We have two speakers that will be there. We're going to have Lance Hatch with the Carbon School District, as well as Roberta Hardy. She's with Pinnacle Academy. And they are going to speak to us about what that plan is going forward for the school districts and what they're doing with their schools and, you know, how it's going to affect our students.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be a different year for sure. We also are super lucky this month. Our business spotlight is Southeastern Health Department. They will be taking up some of the time to talk about all the things that they've been doing through COVID. I think it's a great opportunity because they have. I mean, a lot of people obviously have been getting mad at the health department and this and that, but they have helped this county out tremendously, this region out tremendously, and we're super excited to spotlight them, as well as we do have a community spotlight for the Carbon Rec Department.
So a lot going on in that meeting, and once again, it's just a Live at Lunch, it's a Zoom meeting, and you guys have been doing this for probably the last couple of months, if I can remember correctly.
So yes, actually July was the first month that we tried it, and we were pretty excited with the turnout. In fact, so usually at our luncheons, it's usually members only, but with this platform, we can offer it to the public. And that's the thing that we've done. You've actually sent out two flyers now for this particular Live at Lunch. And the second flyer gives an open invitation to anyone to jump on. So it's got the meeting, it's got the password, everything like that, because we would just love to have as many people on to hear these guys speak as we can get.
Okay. And then what else have you got coming up soon here?
So at the end of August, we have our speed networking. It's going to be all virtually done again. We've tried it once and it was pretty successful, so we're going to go at it again. It is August 27th at 8 a.m. And it's open to the public as well. You don't have to be a chamber member to be a part of this. However, if you want more information about that, go ahead and give me a call, 637-2788.
Okay, and some background on this speed networking. It's you know, it's kind of like speed dating, but it's just finding out about different businesses, correct?
Exactly. So essentially what happens is you are put in a group of people and you do an elevator pitch. You sell yourself for a minute. So you have a minute where you talk about your business, what's going on, maybe what you do, what you offer. And then you have 10 seconds at the end of that as an ask. So you can ask the table of other business professionals something that you maybe need or something you know, could use some advice or resources or something on. And then you go around the table. So with it being virtual, you put in group chats and you're going to meet five individuals at once. After those, you know, 7 minutes are up, you're going to meet five new individuals in a completely separate chat room where you get to, you know, learn more about each other. And it's an awesome way to network. It's an awesome way to build your resources in this community and get the other businesses excited about what you have going on.
And that's one thing that you and I were discussing off of the air, is that's one thing that the chamber does. It's networking. It's letting other businesses know what's out there. And maybe, you know, one business has this that they're using and it works for them and wants other businesses to try it and see how it works for them. So that's really one of the functions of the chamber, right?
Absolutely. Networking's huge.
Okay. And then you had one other thing coming up, is that right?
Yes. So as many of you guys know, we've had to cancel our casino night for COVID. And in place of that, we have decided to go forward with an event, a fundraising event in October. We're going to actually do a golf tournament. We're going to call it the COVID Cup because, you know, frankly, everybody is living with this. And we just thought it would be a play on words. But it will be October 24th here at our local golf course. If you want more information on that, you can always contact me as well. We are looking for team signups. We're looking for sponsorships. We're looking for raffle prizes. We're putting it all together right now, but it should be a great event.
Okay. So all those things are on the calendar and ready to go. If you have any questions about these things, where's the best place to get a hold of you at?
So you can email me at the CCCC@CarbonCountyChamber.net. Or you can always call my office, 637-2788.
Okay, and then all of this information is on the website as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Allison, thank you so much for coming in and talking today, and good luck pushing forward.
Thank you.
Thank you. So for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.